shore where the mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Jeppa.
And I'm Katie Norgren, and I'm rolling on some antihistamines right now. And our guest this week is the beautiful and talented Randy Neumeier.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
She's a comedian, and I just found out what her day job is, and it was interesting. But I won't say what it is, so no one can stalk you. I mean, it would probably be pretty easy to stalk
you. It's really hard to stalk me because my boss is, like, all about security, so you can't come in unless I buzz you in.
Oh, I see. See, I work at a public university, so if anybody wanted to just come in my office and stab me in the eye, it would be really easy to do.
Maybe by the end of this podcast, one of us will want to do that.
Maybe by the end of this podcast, one of us will have stabbed you in the eye. Someone will have to put this on Unsolved Mysteries later. Pretty easy to solve, honestly.
I'll edit out the parts where we admit to killing you, and then we'll just run away.
That's fine, yeah. I've been watching a lot of Unsolved Mysteries, ladies.
Really?
Yeah.
You're getting on that, like, hot murder tip that all these other women are
getting
on?
You gotta get into the murder stuff, right?
I like murder.
At a certain point in every woman's life, she has to just consume murder media. Whether be they podcasts or, you know, Amazon Videos promotion of the show you used to be obsessed with when you were 7 and 8 years old.
Yeah.
I love that show X-Files. So much, guys. Oh, X-Files? You were an X-Filio?
Yeah,
I
when
believe
I was
that's
a
what
kid,
they're called.
X-Files.
Yeah. You were an X-Files-ophile?
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry.
You're drinking out of a skull mug right now.
Hang I'd like on, everyone to on. Know.
And it lights up. It's so cool.
It's 2 p.m. on a Sunday. Oh, God, it's still going. I'm trying to turn it off, and it just won't. Okay, cool. Yeah, so.
May I say you're looking aggressively gay today? I think it's the cut-off shirt sleeves and then the pizza witch pentacle thing, and I really like it a lot.
Yeah.
I really mean, like
fucking
it.
Fucking takes one to know one,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I know. That's
don't
fine.
You always look aggressively gay?
There's something
roasted.
I just think because you've got beautiful eye makeup on right now, too, so there's, like, a little juxtaposition going on.
Yeah, my gender is tomboy femme.
Yeah.
So, there we go.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to, because this is my life, I'm going to the Vapor Lounge after to hang out with my ex-boyfriend, so. Life's good. That sounds dark. It's not. I'm really excited to see Mike. I haven't seen him in months. He's a good guy.
Nice.
It's a different clink.
Yeah, it's just a plastic. I can't believe you chose plastic. Just
to drink your box rosé out of, which was in a plastic bag inside the box.
Yeah, well.
It's just the home that it's always known.
It's fucking economical, what can I say?
Randy, how was your week?
It was okay. I'd had hardly anything to do at work, so nice.
Nice. Did you get some good internet in?
Yeah, I actually, like, I worked on my show, The List, like, I made the event and I did all the poster and stuff at work.
Tell us about The List.
The List is a show where it's based off that I love making lists.
Okay.
So you make a list that's comedic. It could be anything. Like, one of my lists was how many times I've seen my dad cry, which is once. And then, so you do your list, and then improvisers go up right after you and use your list to do scenes.
Awesome.
That's really cool. I actually didn't know what it was about.
Yeah, no one ever asks me.
Where did this obsession with lists begin?
Oh, I don't know. I just love sitting, watching TV and making a list. And I try and make it as long as possible because I know I'll never finish everything on it. But
well, like a to-do list?
It's like the list is a hobby because I'll sit there and I'll have everything on the list, but I'll still be like thinking, like, what else can I add to this list?
What can I give myself to live for?
Yeah,
basically. This woman really wants to live.
Are you gonna show her your journal with
no,
all your
just,
lists?
No, just
yeah,
we are big journalers, so we do like big time lists, and I have my goal lists from the beginning, and there's my meal plan, which is a list of its own kind. I love lists also, so. Mm-hmm. And I believe Chris also enjoys a list.
I like it, but yeah, more for like the tasks that I'm actually going to do and like taking like a big thing and then paring it down back. Like, what do I need to do to make this step happen? What do I need to do to make this step happen?
Yeah, I did that once. I was like, why does your life suck? And then I wrote out everything that sucked about it and I wrote how you could change it. And then I found that list, like, a few months later, and I was like, you didn't do anything.
So. That's how I feel whenever I go back over my, like, all right, this is not a New Year's resolution post, but these are the things I'm planning on doing. And then I look at them, I'm like, fuck. I lost my steam in February.
Yeah, it's hard to make a big fucking life change in January. It's a horrible time of year. Yes. Now is the time. Like, if we're not so beset with allergy, your eyes are watering, my eyes are watering. Like, I'm just like... There's some kind of weird, stupid pollen.
I thought a man on the bus was crying. He kept taking off his sunglasses to wipe his eyes.
Oh, no, I've been tearing up like crazy. Yes. He was crying.
How many times have I seen a man on the bus cry? I was just more than say I can that. Count.
More than my dad. I'm trying to think of, I've seen my dad cry a small handful of times in the last 10 years, I would say. And it's just whenever he gets really drunk and thinks about how much he loves us all.
Do you know the one time I saw my dad cry?
Why?
Wasn't at his dad's funeral.
Okay.
It was him showing me a YouTube video of a lion being reunited with its old owner.
I've seen that video.
Yes, Christian the lion.
Yes.
And my dad told me, was like, you have to watch this. And then he's describing the video while we're watching it, and he started crying.
Wow. Wow, that's the one time?
Yeah, I've never seen him cry.
Is he like a really like staid man? Like, is he really...
Well, he's like not... Well, he's a manly man, but...
Okay.
He's,
my father, like, is not a manly man.
Oh, yeah.
He can build things, but he's real sensitive and likes wine.
Yeah, my dad's not like that. He's from Alberta.
Ooh, yeah. Alberta dad. Yeah. He'll fix your truck and doesn't give a fuck about your feelings. Alberta dad.
So he's cool. Like, I'll explain things to him to make him more woke. Like, I explained to him what non-binary... was, cool. And he was just like, okay, I understand now. And I was like, hey, good dad.
Cool. Right on.
Yeah.
I don't want to be called dad anymore. I just want to be called parent. Everything makes sense. That would be really amazing, honestly, if that happened. Chris, how was your week?
Oh, my week was actually really good. Yeah, good week at work. I fucking killed it on my meal planning all week. It was awesome. I made, like, amazing, this, like, Hungarian mushroom soup that's basically, like, gravy with sour cream in it. Fuck, it was so good.
This is just your last gasp of autumnal foods.
Yeah, basically. It was, like, cold and shitty, this last beginning of the week, right? It was all, like, rainy and disgusting, so I'm like, I want to eat gravy with a spoon.
Our friends on the East Coast in New York, we have so many friends in New York, after all. Everyone in New York are friends. They all had snow last week. And my friends who were in London posted pictures of them picnicking on the Hampstead Heath yesterday. Like, it was just luscious green and beautiful sunlight everywhere. And I was like, that's London today?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people who are in Boston are just, like, under a foot and a half of snow or something
weird.
Like that.
Yeah. It's weird. Though London's, like, torture in the summer.
Yeah.
It's so humid.
There's nothing to take the heat away.
Yeah, exactly.
So people die every year from hot.
And, like, going to the park there is, like, go sit in a big open field with no shade and just take a little barbecue and, like, drink and, like, suck nitrous out of balloons that someone's selling at the market.
What?
It's pretty fun.
I like the parks you go to. That's wild.
I think it's London Fields or whatever.
I guess.
Anyway, there was a man with a big thing of balloons, but they were all full of nitrous, and he would just sell them to you for £3, and
you'd just shoop it on up in there.
That's what people would do.
I see.
Used
back
to
in
do
the
that
day
with whipped cream cans.
Yeah,
and when I worked at Boston Pizza.
Oh my
god!
Did
they have the little chargers in the back that you could, like, crack in, or did they have, like, separate individual?
No, it's
whipped cream
individual
cans.
So I would just be like, yeah.
Yeah. So how much was your experience of working at Boston Pizza like the film Waiting?
Which
does involve that as a scene.
I've worked at Boston Pizza twice in my lifetime. Once when I was 18, and then when I was 27, I worked there again.
Wow.
But when I was 18, kind of. Like, the staff was all super young, like me. And if a customer was really mean to me, I would cry. And, like, that's been my whole thing. My whole life is...
If someone's mean to you, just cry?
Well, I cry to get...
What
sympathy
you want?
Yeah. To get what I want because I'm the younger
to get out
child
of things?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Nice.
So really good. I didn't do that when I was older though. I would just be like,
oh my god, waiting tables and you're just like, excuse me, my food's cold. You're just like,
I'm just having a really hard time right now, you may.
They're just like, 20% tip, fine.
Yeah.
yeah. hair to go away.
You just, like, accidentally, like, bend over, and then, like, pictures fall out of your apron, and it's just, like, your picture with you and your boyfriend just ripped in half. And it's like, I'm so sorry, let me just put that away. That's not for your eyes.
That would be a good plan, though.
Yeah. I'm just like, how can you get as many tips as possible without ever trying to actually be a good server?
I watched it. My coworker would just hit on every guy that ever came in and get their phone numbers, but then they would come back and she wouldn't know how to get rid of them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that seems like a short-term
plan. Yeah, I was like, you did this to yourself.
That is one case in which I would agree with you. I feel like I got a lot of, like, men, don't be creepy, but also maybe don't exploit
No, she would, like, touch them and, like,
yikes.
She went for it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I guess at Boston Pizza, that's not to be as expected as, say, like, a formal restaurant.
No. Well,
it's not even like a cactus club where people have to wear high heels.
No, but generally those, like, the servers at those places are really professional, but just really gorgeous. But, yeah. like, kind of cold. So it's like they're unattainable and you have to try to,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, not at Boston Pizza.
I'll break through your veneer.
Your veneer.
Your hot, fancy lady.
I read a review for the Boston Pizza I worked at once, and the guy was just like, yeah, not eye candy. And I was laughing because I was like, I looked at my coworkers and I was like, yeah, I guess so. I was like, I wear Lululemons to work every day and I don't wear makeup, so, like, I don't expect you to think where I can't.
I don't feel like you want to bring your best to working at Boston Pizza, honestly. Because it's where I used to hang out when I was, like, 19, 20 years old. Like, oh, Tuesday, guess where we're going?
Yeah.
To eat pasta. Same. We could easily make it home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend, when we were, like, 16, we'd go to Boston Pizza, and she would always pretend to fall down the stairs. And we would all rush to her and be like, are you okay?
Why?
We just thought it was the funniest.
Trying to just
get, like, a free cheesecake or something?
No,
or?
Everyone would ignore her. Oh. Like, they would ignore us.
Wow. So, wait, this was attending it as a customer or, like,
a customer.
Working? Okay.
Yeah. There are only two steps, so it's not okay. a lot.
I was just picturing your friend pitching herself down one of those, like, 20 steps.
Which Boston Pizza was this?
This was in my hometown of Peace River.
Oh, you are from Alberta, yes.
Yeah.
So it's not just your dad's from Alberta.
Yeah, you I'm from Alberta.
When did you move to Vancouver?
In 2010.
And how's that going for you so far?
A lot better. I don't get called a weirdo, you know, like, every day.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you could.
Well, I do stand-up, so it's like I'm surrounded by them.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I feel less weird now as a person than I did, say, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. You found your little community of other weirdos expressing their weirdness in a very extremely public way.
Yeah, yeah. It's one, like, thing. You can call it community, but it's also, like, a bunch of people who occasionally make me feel very bad about myself and sometimes make me feel super good about myself.
Yeah.
It just depends on the context and the exact makeup of who's there and who's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just, like, immediately wanted to start talking shit. Just ready to just, like, spit things out. Better not do it.
No, this is not a burn book of a podcast.
You want to burn anybody, Randy?
No. I'll edit it out. I've edited out multiple things of that nature in very recent podcasts.
I have no issues right now.
Good.
Right now.
Yeah, right now.
You're prepared, though, for them to come back.
Well, I'm doing this new thing. Like, I used to call people out, but I'm doing this new thing where I'm like, I'm not putting stuff on me anymore. So when I'm about to do something, I'm like, not your problem.
Nice.
Not your circus, not your monkey.
Yeah.
I respect that. It's just like, I could take the time and energy to try to fix this problem, or I could let them figure out via consequences, and then I'm over here living my best life.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. Oh, man. I got to hang out with some community of musicians this weekend, which was really fun. I went out two nights in a row.
Ew.
I even went out to a thing that started at 9 o'clock, which is normally when I've been going to bed. So I took a severe nap beforehand. But then, yeah, we stayed up till 3 in the morning, like, playing music, and it was awesome. And it's my friend for her birthday, like, rented a huge jam space with a stage and lights and, like, full sound system and all the instruments and stuff. And then people performed kind of open mic style, which isn't as terrible as it sounds. And then we all jammed a bunch. And it was really fun. And it was like kind of intergenerational. There was, like, people there that were, like, in their, like, 60s and 70s as well as, like...
Were there any babies?
No babies.
Good.
That would be inappropriate because it went until 3 in the morning.
This is true.
There was booze and sharp things lying around. Well, just broken glass everywhere.
Extremely cool babies are allowed to come. But only really cool ones.
Yeah. How do you get up at night? Or how do you go to bed at 9?
Yeah, it's...
easy.
Yeah, my body is like, I don't want to do this anymore. And then I try to stay up, and then I try to, like, read or play a video game or read on the internet, and I just start to fall asleep on the sofa.
That's crazy.
Are you a hardcore night owl, or...?
I can't, like... like, I've probably gone to bed before 11, like, twice this year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like, I stay up till probably 12 most nights. Mm-hmm.
This is, like, a newer development for me. Mm. So... I don't like it. I don't like it. I want to power through.
Yeah.
But it just, yeah, my brain is so exhausted by the end of the day that mm-hmm. I just, like, can't take in anymore. So then I'm just like, well, I'm bored and I can't do other stuff, so I may as well just go to bed.
Just, like, initiate shutdown, basically.
Yeah, basically. But it does it without me. It's like, you know when your computer's like, gonna install updates.
Restarting now. Like, no, and wait. Like,
remind me later, remind me later. It's like, nope, you've already hit that too many times. It's just like,
basically. Yeah, no, I find myself falling asleep at, like, 7:30 p.m., and then when I try to go to bed at regular adult time, like, 10:30, 11, awake forever. Mm-hmm. What's that, world? Let me read everything about you online. Mm-hmm. Like, there's gotta be something I can look up and fall down the rabbit hole of. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe if I just went to bed at 8, I'd sleep, like, through till the next day.
I do find that reading really gets you to fall asleep because mm-hmm. your eyes start to go like, huh.
Yeah.
And then that's the easiest way to, like, if you can't sleep, you read a book.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. then you don't have anything, like,
yeah, it's
stimulating.
The, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
None of that blue light bullshit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you a big reader? Or?
I used to be a huge reader, but the internet has ruined my attention span.
Yes.
It's really bad.
Did I mention the scary stories I was reading yesterday on the podcast last week? Not a Reddit fan, as a general rule. It is sort of a cesspool, but they have a couple of really creative subreddits that I find really interesting, and one is called No Sleep, just all one word, and it's all, like, amateur horror stories that are written, and the conceit is basically, like, they have to be semi-believable, like, you have to create. So there's this really popular series from there that was just called Stairs in the Forest, and it's all, like, stories by a guy who works for, like, the National Forestry Service. It's like a guide and a forest ranger and, like, somebody who does search and rescue, so, like, does all this stuff about the, like, creepiest, scariest searches and rescues he's ever gone on, like, where a child vanished and then was found without a mark on them in a fissure and up on a sheer cliff, like, 100 feet up or something like that. And it was like, he was gone for months, but it looks like he only died yesterday or something like that. Oh. Like, just really, really eerie shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, this just happens in the woods. This kind of stuff happens there.
Oh, I was planning to go to the woods after this podcast. So, I might reconsider.
So, and for some reason in all of them, there's like, someone finds, like, the forestry superiors, like, the people who've been doing it longer, like, you might find staircases in the woods. And if you do, do not go near them. Don't look at them too long. Don't touch them. Do not go up them.
What?
Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, and it's true. I've seen about a dozen of these. Some of them look, you know, like you would expect, like, a staircase from a rotted house to look like, and some of them just look like they were freshly installed yesterday, like, with new carpets and everything. And it's just such
like an indoor house staircase?
Yeah, it was just like a staircase that doesn't go anywhere. It's just, like, just the stairs. Yeah, it's so, like, that's not a scary, like, a set of stairs coming upon that is not scary, but the way it's contextualized in them is so creepy, and it was done in, like, here's an installment of, like, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 words, and they did that in 10 installments, and I, like, spent an entire work day reading every single one of them. Mm-hmm. So it was just, and now I'm, like, forest is very haunted.
Well, the thing that freaks me the fuck out, because the North Shore Forest, it's full of staircases, because they build, like, the Baden-Powell Trail and all of the different, like, hikes all around the North Shore. Mm-hmm. People build, like, boardwalks and steps going up and steps going down. So I guess they all go to somewhere.
Yeah.
Technically, but there are definitely old ones that have broken off that don't go to anywhere, and then...
Don't go on those ones.
Well, they look rotten, like you'd fall right through them, so you probably wouldn't... I'm scared now.
It's like
a bright, sunny day, and I'm going to go into the woods and just be like...
I had to wait to get into my 30s to be okay with horror films and things. Yeah. Like, I'm a very scaredy person. I don't love to be scared, but I like to read scary things.
Do you watch Paranormal Survivor?
What?
Okay, so there's this show that I love that's on, it's on Netflix, the first 3 seasons.
What's it called again?
Paranormal Survivor. And it's like, so it's all these people who have had ghosts in their homes or their businesses, and it's people from Canada, Eastern Canada, like Ontario.
We got a fucking ghost in here,
just below the border too. And so they tell the story of how they were haunted, and then there's reenactments. And it used to be really low budget. Like the first two seasons are so low budget that every time they were eating, they would be eating spaghetti. But it's just like,
is that why people show. Are always eating spaghetti in scenes of things? Like, because that's just the cheapest thing that you can make, and it doesn't go bad quickly, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So they ate haunted spaghetti. Is what you're telling me. But then it got better after these first two seasons, or?
Yeah, well, I'm watching the fourth one now, and I'm like, I'm kind of getting bored, because it's like the same thing basically every time. Like,
right.
Then the door slammed. But there are some, like, crazy ones where, like, I don't want to say it on air because it's the R word, but a ghost R worded a woman.
A ghost called a woman an R word?
No.
Oh, that R word! I thought you meant.
No. Not that one.
The other one. Oh, okay. That's terrifying.
Yeah. And she was crying while she was telling the story, and I was like, whoa.
This is deeply upsetting.
Yeah.
Wow. Yikes.
Yeah.
Spooky times. Yeah, the I've talked already earlier talking to you guys just about just getting so into unsolved mysteries, which the reenactments on it vary, but some of them are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one where there was like a guy who had like some kind of psychotic break and was like screaming at his child, and then they got this like 3 or 4 year old actor, and then this actor is like shaking a baby basically. I was like, "Oh no, this is too realistic. I don't like this at all." But the unsolved mystery was never solved.
Mm.
God.
I'm the opposite of you. Like I used to be so into like X-Files and vampire everything and like every murder show and every procedural, and now I just cannot. I cannot handle.
Oh, you'd still fuck a vampire.
Oh, sure.
Their penises are cold, though.
Well, yeah.
Just put a heating pad on it first. Put it right in under the tap.
You have to let them feed on you a little so that the blood can then circulate. And
well, they can't even get a boner until you do that. That's how vampire dicks work.
Yeah. It's pretty good. pretty into it. I would definitely still do that. But
what about a werewolf?
If it looked like Alcide Hervaux from True Blood, then yes. Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy is super hot.
Yeah. Anyway, sure, whatever. Anyway.
What was his name in fucking Magic Mike?
I don't know.
You know, Mad Mike.
He had a weird nickname.
It was
like,
Big
about
Dick
his
something.
Dick.
It was like Big Dick Johnny or something like that.
Can't remember what it was, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like anything about like murder or like even watching Sherlock, where it's like pretty, you know, a little bit campy murders, but it's like, oh, a woman's getting ripped out of the, you know, jogging path by somebody scary or like whatever. It just makes me feel so paranoid about the world, and like I don't like it. I feel like I'm getting more freaked out and more paranoid, and like I hear from a lot of friends that have kids that are like, I can't watch anything with a child in it because it just like breaks my heart, and I'm like, I'm already like that. I don't even have children.
So, Big Dick Richie was his name.
I got close with Randy. That might have been
perfect.
Too on the nose.
Timing.
Yeah.
Actually, dick. I'm like more careful now that I watched or I listened to My Favorite Murder, because there's a thing called a push-in. Like, it's when you're opening your door and a guy will just push his way in and murder you or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
So now I like I go up my stairs and make sure no one's around me before I open my door. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get murdered. That's very scary. Murder, yeah. Speaking of murder podcasts, I understand that Patton Oswalt's late wife's book has come out.
Mm-hmm.
The Michelle McNamara's Hunt for the Golden State Killer. I'm trying to remember the name of the actual title, but it's just
like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, it's the same stuff that always gets talked about when it talks about women loving true crime stuff. It's just like element of control and making sense of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we like it. I guess.
And so her book is really, like, gets into a lot of that stuff?
Yeah, she just really, like, wants to find the answers to this, and apparently is a really excellent writer, and I'd be very interested in taking a look at that book, especially because it must have been taking a lot of work to get it finished through her notes and whatnot, so, yeah.
So, I guess murders have to keep happening or we won't have anything to keep us entertained.
Oh my god. I think there's probably been enough that haven't even been reported on that we could probably dig into the archives. Most likely. People just want to stop murdering people right now, that'd be cool with me. Like, yeah. Just saying, yeah. There's probably enough backstory that we can get into.
I guess.
It would be crazy to be murdered.
See, that is... be so crazy.
I'm like dying. I'm like, this is so crazy.
This is like fucking wild. I hope Laura Keitlinger says something about this. Wait, is that even her show or is it? Who does My Favorite Murder?
Karen
Kilgariff. I get her and Laura Keitlinger mixed up every time for some reason. Karen Kilgariff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
And who's the other one?
Georgia Hardstark.
That is exactly the name of a person who should be, like, a private investigator. I'm Georgia Hardstark.
I was thinking Game of Thrones.
I'm on the case.
Very Game of Thrones.
It is also very Game of Thrones. I don't watch that program, though.
Mm-hmm. See, I can watch that shit. If it's, like, if there's the element of, like, fantasy in there and people are getting, like, savagely murdered and all kinds of bad...
If there's, like, a tit in the background, you're pretty chill with it.
And if there's, like, a dragon around or whatever, where there's just that element of... I'm like, oh, that's a different world where... In our world, that stuff doesn't happen. But in the fantasy world, that's... They just live in a harder, more terrible time in the past medieval times. And so it's totally fine. So basically what I'm saying is I live in denial now. Completely.
Have you guys ever watched any Philomena Kunk? Which is a very fun name to say. It's a Britishism. It's a British thing. It's British. Because I went to England this year, you understand.
Oh my god. Yeah. We got it.
I found out about her way before I ever went there. She was like, you know, like a Stefan, like a character that someone was doing, like, on a TV show. She was doing Charlie Brooker's Yearly Wipe, the guy who invented Black Mirror, basically. Mm-hmm. So the guy who does that does, like, a yearly roundup political show for England. And so he had these two characters named Philomena Kunk and Barry Shitpeas, who are the cultural commentators. And one of them was, he came across as really stupid, like a soccer hooligan, but he was actually really smart, and the other one was, like, this very posh lady who was actually really fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, these two people.
Who plays her?
Her name is Diane Morgan, but she's not anybody that I don't think she's been in a lot of other stuff, which is what really lends itself to this, because she has this really weird, like, northern accent, and she'll ask the dumbest stuff. She's like, this is Greenwich, where time was invented. And
she kind of does the, like, documentary style of, like, British narrated.
Exactly. Yeah. So she did, there's Kunk on Shakespeare, which you can get on YouTube. And there's, whenever she's doing, like, a talking head thing where she's, like, leaning back in a theater seat and sort of, like, expounding on Shakespeare, it's the funniest part to me. It's like, Shakespeare put a lot of witches in Macbeth, but all of the murders were really normal types of murders. You think that there would be a magical element. Like, maybe Macbeth sits on the toilet and a giant magic hand reaches up and pulls his insides out through his arse. So it's just all these things, like, why aren't you doing it that way? He wasn't just a bald guy who sometimes wrote with a feather. He was an important playman. Anyway, I highly recommend Philomena Kunk. She's dumb as fuck, and it's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Did she do the thing where she was interviewing, or no, like, talking about, like, Scottish, like, Picts and stuff like that, and then she was like, oh, I'm gonna wipe woad on my face, and then it's like, oh, that's actually semen. And she was like, ah!
No, I don't know. I think that might have been somebody else, where she was really just rubbing jizz on her face.
It might have been Lucy Lawless. Or, like...
Oh, yeah, it was. It was Lucy Lawless talking about Boudicca, the queen of the Picts.
Right, and so there's, like, in, like, the actual documentary thing, she's like, yeah, they used to have this woad, and they would put it on their faces for, like, amazing, you know, like, scaring their enemies.
That blue,
and,
like, goop and stuff.
Yeah, and then she's reading the copy, and it's like, and it was made out of horse semen. Okay! And then it, like, cut.
It cut, and she scrubbed her whole face off. Gross. Yeah, I watch entirely too many documentaries, basically, about olden times.
I don't know.
I don't know
if I do that.
No, you don't do that.
I definitely don't either.
Sometimes?
I watch a lot of, like, shitty fiction, like Gallivant or, like...
Do you just go out? Merlin? Like, are you just
out?
Well,
I do like period pieces, but, like, fictional...
Yeah, fiction.
Okay.
Things.
Such as?
Like, I've probably watched the Keira Knightley Pride and Prejudice, like, 50 times.
Oh, really?
But I love to watch it and just, like, make fun of it, too.
Okay. Because
it's so dumb at first. But I also will watch, like, Anna Karenina. Anything with Keira Knightley, you guys.
Okay, really love Keira Knightley, basically.
I do, and that's I need her to make more movies, because I'm 30. I need her.
Have you watched... Have you seen The Duchess?
Yes.
Is it good?
It is good.
I've been wanting to watch it. There's like some like historical three ways and stuff in it, apparently.
It'll hurt your feelings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Personally?
No, just you'll just feel really bad for Keira Knightley's character. Oh, okay. She gets fucked over in every period piece.
She's very good at looking super tragic.
Yeah.
I've never been able to actually sit down and watch the that movie, you know, the one, The Atonement.
Oh, that's good. That one looks so sad. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you just like to cry a lot?
More than your dad? Have you ever seen 7 Pounds?
Is that
the Will Smith?
Will Smith?
One?
Yeah.
That's the saddest movie you could ever watch, and I like to watch it and
just like puke
it's,
cry?
It's the saddest.
Is it the one where he's like trying to give away his organs and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Does it still have the same effect on you even though you've seen it so many times? Oh man, that's a powerful film. A film.
I was trying to, I posted on Facebook earlier in the week about, like, what's the most horrifying scene in a non-horror movie that you can remember, and your partner, Ed, posted the most horrifying scene for him is the end of Dancer in the Dark with Bjork.
Oh, I was just gonna say, that's also one of the saddest movies, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, but I guess he just sort of contextualized it as a horrifying thing as opposed to, like, something that was just tragically sad. It was just, like, fundamentally horrific.
Yeah, I asked him, and I was like, what is the movie about? What? And he's like, do you want to know? I'm like, I don't know, really, like...
Probably not. I looked up the summary once.
Yeah, and
I've seen the last scene, but never the whole movie.
Yeah, so then I was like, well, what's so scary about it? He's like, Bjork can emote. That's all I'm gonna say. So it just makes it really... And apparently Bjork said that she... went into, like, a dark place during the filming or something like that and really, like, got into that.
Yeah.
And felt literally actually terrified during that piece, which is really awful, but...
Lars von Trier apparently was very abusive to her while filming.
Yay.
He's a scary man.
He's a Swedish man, right?
Hey! What, are you German?
I am German.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys got a way better reputation. Got that sensitive Swede coming out. No, it's true, though. The Swedish are insane and very cold.
Very, like, all the dark, like, the darkest crime novels are coming out of the Scandinavian...
The place that you are most likely to be sort of cared for by social safety nets and things like that are also the darkest, saddest, like, deepest tragedy.
But how come there's so many creepy, like, murder and serial killer things? But I don't know if that's actually real or if there's just a lot of books about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think column A, column B?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know, I feel like Europe's a very hard place to hide bodies.
There's just not enough room?
Like, there's room, but, like... Well, it's like, Canada's perfect.
Oh my god, there's so many
if
places.
If you want to be a serial killer, move here.
I would never want to kill somebody, but it's weird. I was thinking about, like, body hiding.
Oh my god, am I going to have to edit this after you get convicted?
No, I don't think so. But it's also just, like, watching the Unsolved Mysteries and Forensic Files, because both of those are on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know I had Prime, so it's like, ooh, catching up. But all of it is just like, they made one stupid fucking mistake. At least that's Forensic Files.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unsolved Mysteries, sometimes it's, they were really good at this.
Yeah.
And that's why we still have not found them.
Yikes.
But yeah, every other episode is just like, update. They were dead the whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's like, it's been 30 years since the show aired, so it's like, we've updated now, and they died.
Yeah.
We found a lot of bones. Super sad.
And then you get Bones to come in and verify the bones.
Fuck you.
Okay.
I've never seen Bones. I think that's the show parents watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've read most of the books, and I just got
I forgot there were books.
I got so sick of Kathy Reichs talking about how Temperance Brennan would roll her eyes at things, and she came up with so many different synonyms for...
Swirled them orbs.
Yeah, my favorite was a occipital roll of Olympic proportions, or an occipital revolution of Olympic proportions.
Wow.
Was that... That's how hard she rolled her eyes
at a lot of different ways
thing.
To call this lady a bitch.
Yeah, basically.
It's like, but, hey, you're not smarter than everybody in the world.
I was in a hot yoga class, and there was a woman who was
fuck
like,
you.
she was a new teacher filling in from West Vancouver, and was like, I just really want you guys to go to, like, a beautiful place. So, like, instead of, like, talking while we were doing yoga, she just made us lie on the floor for 15 minutes and, like, listen to her visualization, like, her guided meditation. I'm like, I wanted to move my body. This is not what I signed up for.
Yep.
But she was like, and imagine that you're walking down a path into a beautiful pleasure garden, like, all this different, and, like, I don't know, it was just really...
Everything shaped like a dick.
It was dumb, and I wound up finding myself, like, just, like, clenching on the floor, just like, shut up and get to the point!
Like,
and
I hate this so much.
And then I was, like, literally rolling my eyes in yoga class, and I'm like, at least I'm stretching something! God! Like, and then I, like, went into that phrase of, like, the Olympic eye roll or whatever. I was like, this is what it feels like to be Bones.
That happened to me at a yoga class, but, like, the yoga instructor kept being like, okay, do this, or you could do this, or you could do this, and then just I was like, don't know what to do. It was terrible.
My yoga studio is good because it's a lot of, like, older South Asian ladies who just, like to be warm, and they just don't give a fuck what the teacher is saying, and they just will do whatever they want, and so you don't really have to, like, follow along with the program exactly. And just like, I want to do what she's doing. Just like doing arm lifts with weights in the back corner, like, and then lying down. It's pretty good.
Do you like yoga, Randy?
It's okay. I like spin class.
Oh, you go to spin classes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Are they like super expensive?
The place I went to lowered their rates by a third. So they were expensive. Now they're affordable, yeah.
I don't like being on a bicycle.
Oh, well.
It seems like a pretty, like...
probably not for you then, Kate.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You don't have to sit on the bike seat the whole time. You get to...
No, you're up and down constantly.
Mm-hmm. Then it won't hurt your delicate butt.
It's not my butt. I'm worried about you guys.
My taint.
Snooch. Yeah, my taint, for sure.
You just gotta build up that snooch callus.
I don't want a snooch callus. I don't want it. I wonder if spin class enrollments will be up or down, given this new Amy Schumer movie that's just come out where she cracks herself on the head and thinks she's beautiful suddenly because she's such an ugly hose beast the rest of the time.
I saw that movie.
Did you see the movie?
I saw the movie. Okay, I liked it, but I was literally covering my eyes sometimes because I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
For her.
Oh, no.
Because she's just like, I'm beautiful. And she's like doing all this stuff and acting like she's basically looks like a model. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm just like cringing, like,
I feel like that's probably the point.
Yeah. But there was one scene that was so funny that I was like, whoa. Whoever wrote this, it's good.
Something about Amy Schumer's body of work wherein there will always be a bunch of things in it that I go, wow, that's really brilliant. I love this part. This is fucking hilarious. I'll be laughing about that for days. And then, like, some of it will be so bad that I can't even stand it. Like, her stand-up, like, one third of it is totally untenable to me. Like, it's just brutally bad. Mm-hmm. But, like, her show was really funny, I thought. Yeah. That's probably a lot of that is Jesse Klein, though, if we're being fair.
Yeah, she had writers who weren't her.
Yeah. And presumably that movie did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. I kind of like Trainwreck.
Yeah,
like,
I did.
I feel like maybe I wasn't supposed to.
Trainwreck was good. Yeah. I like Trainwreck.
I just like Bill Hader as a romantic lead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's so fucking weird.
And John Cena.
Oh, John Cena was great in that movie.
He's good in everything.
John Cena and LeBron James were both really, really good in that for some reason. I was just like, let's watch a movie with those two in it. Can they be like a buddy cop flick? I'd watch that.
Okay, that would be good.
But thinking about, like, what kind of silly movies I could invent, because I finally, I watched a Guy Ritchie movie for the first time. I'd never seen one of his films before, but
oh my God.
I love the movie.
Can we watch Snatch together?
I just watched Snatch.
Oh, okay.
I need to see Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, though, so you're like, meh.
It's fine.
So, I saw Spy, like, 100 times when it came out. Like, the Melissa McCarthy movie, you've seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's made me laugh so fucking hard. I loved it so much, just because I love Jason Statham in it so much.
Oh, yeah, he was the creep.
He was sort of the creep.
The one who, like, wanted her?
No, he was the one that kept... That was Peter Serafinovich, who was the creepy Italian guy. I'm Aldo Ray.
That one who's,
like really horny is like, ah, you give me erection, or whatever. Yeah, that was more Slavic. I'm not good at accents, but no. He was the British one that was like, he's short and he's like, oh, I put my arm back on with this arm. Yeah.
And he gets in the boat, but it's a lake.
Yeah.
So he can't leave.
I'm going to Italy.
Yeah.
It's a fucking lake. Yeah. So that's Jason Statham, who I've always really had a soft spot for. Like ever since I saw Crank, I was like, this guy's pretty good. So I've always really enjoyed him.
I can't believe you never saw any Guy Ritchie movies.
I've never seen
Jason
Statham.
So he's
Turkish in that film. He plays a character called Turkish.
He
doesn't even say the K, basically, but find him very sexy, despite being 5'6" and bald.
Sign me up.
Sign me right up. I was thinking,
that
do you
movie
know,
has the best fucking soundtrack of all movies.
Snatch does?
Yeah.
It does have a really good soundtrack. Have you seen it?
Yeah, but I really should have watched it with subtitles. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Some of it does not make a ton of sense. The casting of Brad Pitt was very unusual, I think.
Yeah, but he's like the mushmouth the most.
As an Irish traveler, I guess is what they are. They call them pikeys throughout the whole movie, which I understand is not a nice term. Yeah, so anyway, I saw that for the first time. It was pretty darn good, and I was like, oh, I get, like, 100 references I never understood before.
Yeah, now. Like, when I, because I lived in England, so I'm like, I get
ooh, now I get references to do this. That was really cute. So you lived in England, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Why? Why were you there?
I went on a working holiday when I was, like, 18, 19.
Oh, cool. Where did you stay? All over?
I lived in Alfricombe, London, and Whitchurch. Alfricombe's like...
Oh, Whitchurch. I'm like, Whitchurch?
Whitchurch. I want to go like to Whitchurch.
White. It's like not the same as Whitechapel. It's a white church, I guess. I don't know. Everything's named after a church there. Did you like it? Was it fun?
Yeah. I did like it.
Why are you being so...
Yeah.
I'm trying to get
She's
more out
jealous.
Of it.
Jealous!
I'm jealous.
She's jealous.
See, totally. I went to Australia, and then I bowed out after 3 months because I was too sad to stay there. So
oh, really?
I didn't make it my whole year.
Why?
I got dumped really bad while I was there. It was sad. Plus, I'm really tender. And I was lonely.
And then you were like, I'm just going to date a spider.
I'm just going to date a really big spider.
A really poisonous spider just to feel, like, dangerous and alive. Yeah.
He's a bad boy, Mom and Dad. You don't understand. Or, like, one of those, like, giant flying foxes that just sort of soars over the main park in the city. It's a weird fucking place,
or
man.
One of those, like, big buff kangaroos with their...
oh, he's so scary when he gets angry. I would never fuck a kangaroo.
No!
They are one of the more human-looking animals, though.
They're creepy when they stand up, and it's just like, that kangaroo's got, like, an 8-pack.
Yeah.
Like, they really, like, arm muscles and stuff, it's creepy. Yeah. They feel like maybe they were humans that got turned into an animal.
I couldn't
animal,
tell
you know
the difference
I mean?
Between men in Australia and kangaroos, to be honest with you. They look exactly the same. I'm trying to be zesty, but I don't have the zest.
Well, you really hated that England part.
No, I just really want to go back there. I want to go there, and I'm mad that I'm under 35, and, or I'm over 30, and so I can't do working holiday visas anymore.
Yeah, mine's not, I already did it, so I can't do it again.
You can't go to that place again, but you could go
I
to
could
some
go
place
to
else.
Ireland, like, well, Northern Ireland.
Anywhere in the Commonwealth has a working holiday visa. You could go to New Zealand, you could go to Australia.
I'm super mad I never did that when I was younger. Like, why did I just stay in Vancouver and, like, have to have a job for so long when I could have just lived somewhere else and done the same thing? It was so dumb.
Filled
so
with
fucking
regret
dumb. Yeah.
For not going back and, like, doing something else like that. But I guess I just, like, kind of have always been in a relationship with somebody who lived here. Like, there's been 1 year since I was 16 where I wasn't, like, in a long-term relationship, so I just, like, never went anywhere. Mm-hmm. And only now am I, like, interested in that travel again. Now that I'm too old to do it and get, like, the sweet kickbacks.
Yeah. It's my grandma was trying to tell me, and this is we were talking earlier about, like, you can't teach someone else a lesson for them.
Yeah.
They just kind of have to figure it out themselves. But my grandma was like, don't settle down, go travel, like, go do all the stuff. And I was like, but I love him, and I like my job here as a travel agent in Vancouver. It's nice. And it's like, I could have been off in the world, like, expanding my horizons, et cetera.
Yeah. Didn't do it, though.
Well, we won't have kids, so we can just travel when we're old.
Yeah. But you can just travel with a kid, maybe?
I might have some. I don't know.
Just, like, stick him in a fanny pack and you're good to go.
Yeah. Or at least, like, I will be telling my kids, like, don't make the same mistakes as me.
Like, I know, like, I didn't listen, but you really should.
Yeah. And I was like, I'll be like, you're not allowed to go to university until you take a year off, like, a gap year.
Force the gap
you
year.
You must take a gap year.
Fall into the gap. Mind the gap year. That announcement, though, just, you know, as someone who's has also been to England.
So angry.
I'm not angry, I'm just envious. I'm happy for you, honestly. But that fucking gap is no joke, though. It's huge. I just assumed it would be like the SkyTrain, where there is like 1 inch, where if you were wearing stilettos, maybe you'd drop a heel in there. But it's like you could fully fall between the two things. Mm. They're not fucking around,
is
all I'm saying.
You did mind it.
Oh, I minded the hell out of it. But also, like, I would not... I mean, I could break a leg in there, but I wouldn't fall in my ass. It'll keep me protected forever.
Oh, no, but then the train starts going.
I don't need my legs.
You do.
I do. They're really nice. They're, like, my best feature. My legs.
What did you do when you were in England? Like, were you working at just, like, random spots?
Well, I worked at a restaurant, and I got fired. I should not.
Because you were bad at it?
It's because I'm a sass mouth.
Okay.
And you cried all the time.
And then
this is England. You can't cry in front of the patrons. We
can't
don't
cry
emotions.
At all.
No. Yeah. So then I went to London. I lived in this dilapidated pub with all these other travelers. And I basically would, like, try to find jobs, but then mostly I would just sit and watch movies all day.
That's pretty good.
I was not an active person, but, like, I had, like, some good friends, and then I had a best friend there, and I went back, made money, and then came back, lived with her aunt. We got in a fight when we were drunk. I still don't know why, because I was blacked out, and she kicked me out of their house, and I went and lived in a hostel.
And you've never spoken to her again?
No.
Oh, my God!
Wow, how sassy is your mouth, Randy?
But, I did steal her Snow Patrol CD when I left. I was like, I need this CD.
I'm trying to think of one song by Snow Patrol to say, and it's not coming to me.
I haven't listened to them in years, fuck, I need to get
Is that
how
they sounded like? Is that what they sounded like?
Oh, my God.
I feel like did
How
a lot of
How to Save
that.
A Life.
That's them, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So the band that made their entire financial history from being on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
It's just to play over a doctor who has just failed at a surgery that they were trying to do.
Oh my God.
They didn't save that life.
That's an intense friendship, though. Holy shit.
It was like, I can't remember why. It was something like, she was really weird, though. Well, she was Australian, but...
Well, say no more.
She was really obsessed with, like, her look.
With her Snow Patrol CD.
Yeah. But she was really obsessed with her looks and, like, she was kind of, like, a bad person. Like,
Did you tell her these things while you were drunk? Is
no,
that
I don't
why
think
you had
so.
This?
No, I don't think so. I think I just said something, like, to her friend and then her friend told her. But I can't. But, yeah, she would get mad at me and then pretend, like, I was mad at her and she would call me a Narky Nelly.
Burn.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, but you're the one who's mad.
Oh, no.
I'm so curious about, like, did one thing get you fired from this restaurant job, or was it just, like, a collection of being sassy?
It was, like, when I was younger, I wasn't very, like, I'm way more outgoing now than I was. I used to be, like, super quiet.
Okay.
So, and then I think it was that, and then one night the chef was, like, yelling at me, and I was just like, fuck you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fair enough. Have I ever told the story on the podcast of how an art teacher, like, flipped out on me in class? I was doing a life drawing class in Kwantlen when I was, like, 19 or something, and the instructor was just not very nice to me. Like, I think he just didn't like my vibe, like, sometimes happens with people where they just, they don't like you and they don't necessarily know why, but they kind of want to poke you and just, like scratch the itch of disliking you a little bit, and I got that impression from him a lot, and for some reason they would make us, like, we would have actual models come in and be nude and do the thing, and my favorite was a guy named Peter the Pirate who had a bunch of scrotum piercings, and he would, like, hop around and make them jingle together.
Oh my
which
God.
Was like, he was like, wow. Like, we're drawing movement now. I'm like, wow, this is not high school. Like, what a rude awakening. But he would make us, like, some of the students, like, stand in the middle of the room and, like, hold poses for 2 minutes while everybody did, like, a speedy charcoal sketch. And he was making me do it, and he made me move into, like, the most uncomfortable position I possibly could. He's like, okay, now hold it for 2 minutes. I was like, I don't know if I can do that. And after a minute, he's like, all right, we'll hold it for 5 minutes. And I said, you dick, to him. And then he flipped out, like, stopped the class, like, screamed at me, told me to go out of the class, and then made me come back on a Saturday to give me, like, a full lecture about how disrespectful
Ew.
I was. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you go?
Yeah, because I'm a baby, like,
yeah, oh yeah, it was,
I was like, I need to, like, offset this B minus that I'm getting in this
oh
class.
Oh my God.
Like, ooh. I was good at drawing too. I still am. I just, like, it ruined it for me. I haven't pursued any formal art training after that, so.
You should, like, send this guy a letter with, like, a He's picture probably... of a dick in it.
But, like, the most amazing drawing of a dick ever, which I could do.
Just the perfect shading, the perfect proportion.
Chiaroscuro dick. Like a pointillism penis.
Or you send him a picture
Pastel.
Of, like, you just send him a beautiful drawing of his house.
Of his dick.
You draw a house, and then it's, like, a dick coming out with a hat on.
Time to go to work.
Yeah.
I work at the dick factory. Where more dicks are made. What is the currency in dick world? And how do I get...
It's jizz candy.
Well, how do I get to dick me
No,
straight?
That's, like, too plentiful.
The inflation of that.
Oh, the inflation of... the... I don't know. I'm trying to, like, think of funny things to say, and it's terrible. I've been so not funny lately. Have you found it hard to write things? Or are you just doing a great job right now?
No, it's always hard for me to write things.
Mm-hmm. I'm finding it fucking impossible. I keep trying to write new jokes, and they are not anywhere in me.
Just start with one-liners.
And they... Such as?
Well, like, I don't know, write a one-liner.
Just do that.
My wife! She's a bitch!
It's like, if you're trying to write a long joke, then just start with the beginning, I guess. What? I'm sorry. I do one-liners, so it's nice. Like a thing I can do. Nice. So that I'd like to write longer jokes.
I don't think I have any one-liners except for the ass-eating one. And I don't even really perform that one. I find them really hard to write. I find one-liners the hardest thing to write.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry.
You're like, huh, well, they're shorter. Have you thought about that?
No, but, like, I was watching a comedian last night, and he was doing, like, new stuff, but he was just doing, like, usually he does really long jokes.
Right.
But he was just, like, testing.
Who
was
it?
Jacob. He was just, like, testing, like, little thing. Mm-hmm. Like, little bloops, you know?
little nuggets.
Or use your Twitter stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I got
the World War II pussy joke, honestly. That's my best joke, probably. Or at least the most reactive one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything's going to be the most reactive if you do it at the end, I guess, though.
Mm.
Not always.
No, you got to have a closer.
Yeah. That's true. I don't know, man. I'm just not feeling very creative right now.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that the sun brings it out of me, but I feel dumb today. Sorry.
That's okay.
Nobody else is bringing their best, so... I feel like I'm carrying this by myself, you guys.
No, don't feel all martyry.
You're good. Well, why not? If I don't feel martyry, then I'm just, who am I?
Then you're just a ghost, just with no form.
And I'm going to haunt you on that TV show.
I really want to watch
it. Then I can be on it.
Hey, always look on the bright side.
It launches your career into television.
As long as you can be on Paranormal Survivor. But will you survive? Because I'm a very annoying ghost.
Oh my god.
I'm going to talk to you about intersectionality at 3 in the morning.
We'll just have some people come in and sage you out.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. There's one reason that I might want to have a kid is because they can see ghosts and I want to see what happens.
Wow.
There was like a whole Twitter thread from Nicole Cliff that was just like, yeah, like what are some of the creepy things that your kids have said or kids have seen? And one person said, like, I used to tell my mom that this woman used to just whisper Valencia into my ear. And then my mom just casually said, oh, yeah, that was the woman that used to live here before.
That's
so, like,
creepy.
Some creepy ghost. Like, and so kids are just, you know, they seem to be able to, like, pick up, like, creepy ghost things so much
more. My favorite creepy kid thing is the one I've heard, like, a bunch of times from a bunch of different people, which is a kid saying, you're my favorite mommy. And the mom going, I'm your only mommy. And the kid going, no, I've had a couple different ones before, but you're my favorite one. Or the one that's like, you know, I like it when you're the mummy, because I was the mummy last time.
That's so weird.
Reincarnation?
Yeah. And then, like, providing some kind of detail that just, like, makes your blood run cold. Like, kids are, kids are either just real weird or tapped into something that we don't know about.
Yeah, I think they're just, you know, they're closer to the veil, you guys.
Well, they say if you meditate, you can, like, tap into all the knowledge in the universe.
Kids are really good at meditating. I understand. They're very good at sitting still with their thoughts.
But I'm saying that if you did, then maybe you could.
Mm-hmm. But what if I did that and I turned into a baby?
Then I guess your life would be better.
You would have no more. Yeah, you'd have no more responsibilities.
Yes, like...
You just need to sit with a bag of shit tied around your waist. Sounds good. Let's do it.
I'd be your mom this time.
Are you going to be my mom this time?
Sure. I'll make sure that you get a nice upbringing.
Thank you. Rest my head on them, too.
I'll tell you that I'm proud of you every once in a while. I'm like, some moms. Just kidding.
Oh, I hope Brendan Orger's not listening to this one. She just got shaded. Love you, Mom.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for coming, Randy. Sorry we're such dirtbags today. This is good.
This is bad. This is good. We just hope if we say what we wish it was at the end, then it will be.
Thanks for over-explaining my magic. I was trying to cast a spell on the audience. This was a really good episode, and most people are just doing laundry, and they're just like, oh yeah, that totally was a good episode.
I wasn't listening to the parts that sucked, so I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of how I feel about it.
If I've ever more than 75% listened to a podcast, I've told a lie. Okay.
Thanks, Randy. Can you plug some of your stuff? Yeah, you're just like, oh my god, I'm disoriented.
What year is it?
We bring you up into a hot, small room and feed you beverages, and then suddenly it's done.
Well, I guess I could plug my Twitter in the list.
Yes,
please do.
Friday, a little manga.
Oh, it's this Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's perfect, because, yeah. The List, this Friday. What's the date?
The 27th.
This Friday, April 27th. The List at Little Mountain Gallery. Is it at 8 p.m.?
No, it's at 10 o'clock.
Oh, a late show.
Yeah.
For ladies of the evening. That's not what I meant, was it?
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that thing where I take a nap at 6 o'clock and then I can come to your show.
And what's your Twitter?
At Randy Noodle.
And that's with two E's.
Yeah.
Noodle.
Cute. Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hooray.